DW. Dramatic music rises as violent images flash across the screen in a documentary from Chinese state TV CGTN. It's called The Fight Against Terrorism in Xinjiang. It shows scenes of Xinjiang's impressive deserts, oasis towns and mountains, and then terrorist attacks, bombs detonating on streets and squares filled with people. The Chinese government's narrative in this documentary is the same as it always is. China's policies in Xinjiang, where the Uyghurs live, is contributing to the international fight against terror. That's how Xinjiang's vice governor, Erkan Tunyaz, words it too.
Terrorism and extremism are the common enemies of mankind. Two enemies the international community is battling together. The Chinese government rejects every form of terrorism and extremism.
For years, the Uyghurs' Muslim minority has spoken of discrimination and suppression. In 2009, their protest in the capital city Urumqi also saw people from the Han majority come under attack. According to official figures, nearly 200 people died that day and more than 1,600 were injured. The violent unrest was a reason for the Chinese government to heighten its oppression of Uyghurs in Xinjiang. The conflict has escalated further. The UN, Western governments, scientists and human rights advocates accused China of setting up an unprecedented re-education regime for Uyghurs and other Muslims. More than 1 million Muslims are believed to be held in re-education camps in Urumqi.
Our work in these centers is fruitful and effective. It essentially helps us accomplish three things. First, we rescue people who've already committed terrorist acts from religious extremist camps. Secondly, we remove religious extremism from its breeding ground. And finally, we are able to protect the basic right to a safe life unthreatened by extremism or terrorism.
China contends that the Uyghurs and other Muslim minorities like Kazakhs have gone to the camps of their own free will. State TV likes to show happy, smiling Uyghurs in class who are singing and dancing. For Zhang Lifan, a critic of the government, the conflict in Xinjiang is the result of decades of China's policy to marginalize Uyghurs.
Before the founding of the People's Republic of China, Han Chinese only made up 4% of Xinjiang's population. Since then, their numbers have risen to 45%. That's the main reason for the ethnic conflict, the exploitation of Xinjiang's resources by the Han Chinese.
Han Chinese were settled in Xinjiang for years, systematically making the Uyghurs into a minority in their own region. According to a study and research by Western media, China is also trying to lower the birth rate for Muslim minorities using draconian methods. Scientist Adrian Zenz from the Washington-based Jamestown Foundation has analyzed official government documents and statistics. They include plans to prevent births with specific budgets and target goals.
Part of this is using IUDs on a massive scale and other long-term contraceptives that women can't remove themselves, and also campaigns to sterilize Uyghur women of childbearing age on a massive scale.
Im gebärfähigen Alter massenweise zu sterilisieren.
The Chinese government has denied accusations of systematic birth control and prevention. It's also denied the existence of re-education camps. The Communist Party's party secretary in Urumqi, Xu Hairong.
I want to emphasize again, there are no internment camps in Xinjiang. The reports in the New York Times, the International Consortium for Investigative Journalism, and other international media are just malicious distortions of reality. Their only purpose is to vilify our education centers in Xinjiang, which are there to fight against terrorism and to wipe out extremism.
At every opportunity, China points to its supposed political victories in Xinjiang, like a growing economy, better living conditions, a harmonious and stable society. But international observers, experts and critics demand a re-evaluation of the situation in Xinjiang. Adrian Zenz calls it a demographic and cultural genocide, and government critic Shan Lifan sees Xinjiang as a very special model project.
The region of Xinjiang is a test ground for China's central government to try out new technologies to surveil and monitor people. The experiences and findings could be useful and implemented across the country. Beijing's political leadership believes that's the only way to keep a country under control and manage it. Otherwise, it feels threatened.
Xinjiang has become, in the name of security and stability, an unprecedented oppressive surveillance state. Religious freedom and cultural self-determination are being limited more and more for Uyghurs and other Muslim peoples. Criticism from the West and US sanctions haven't worked so far. Beijing's political leadership appears to remain unfazed.
DW.